the main argument of this book. As in the previous books, it's not my desire to be a critic at any rate, but to look for objective criteria that would decide the truth of the matter at hand. The most valuable such truths are truths that can be reduced to simple, indisputable statements. These elementary truths are so precious that no stock certificate or deed found amongst the piles of junk mail and pointless leaflets can compare to them. The topic at hand provides a good opportunity to illustrate the above. Thus, let's first see outright that simple yet compelling truth, while repeating and elaborating on it further in this book. Here goes. The purported 2020-2021 COVID pandemic is a myth because of the absolute fact that none of the world's visible figures, the non-anonymous, the significance, those that make the headlines of the privately owned mainstream global media, has died from with COVID-19, while they would have to be COVID-19 related deaths among these so-called here non-anonymous significants, should there be a real COVID-19 pandemic. We're all in the same boat, with no select group of chosen exceptions if that boat does sink. One must prominently display here that no matter what the future will hold, the fact that the years 2020 and 2021 never saw a COVID-19 pandemic, because untypically for a real pandemic, the fact that all significant human entities were spared from death, a fact immediately verifiable at that, will stay on forever. The crime of lying to humanity is done. The die of necessary retribution for that crime is cast. This total void of deaths amongst the non-anonymous significance is beyond a doubt 100% establishable and reliable. Furthermore, because the lack of prominent non-anonymous significant figures dying from with COVID-19 proves that the COVID-19 pandemic is non-existent, one must ignore altogether any discourse pertaining to COVID-19, especially pertaining to, quote, vaccines against COVID-19. Obviously, in the absence of COVID-19 pandemic, any public discourse about anti-COVID-19, quote, vaccines is superfluous, except for the narrow circles of the specialized publications. There is no COVID-19 medical problem causing death above the usual death levels throughout the years, compounded now in the years 2020 and 2021 by the destruction of the health systems as a result of the imposed post-industrial converting of healthcare systems into a service industry, as completely inadequate as the post-industrial conversion of education into service industry. An increased death rate, in addition, caused by the unnecessary, completely unjustified lockdowns and artificially created panic, as well as deaths caused by what is falsely portrayed as, quote, vaccines against COVID-19. It's worth repeating for those obsessed with throwing figures of increased deaths at you that those increased deaths are due to the detuning of the health system, destroyed, to begin with, by the post-industrial way it is made to function, inappropriately turned into part of the service economy, which was much aggravated by the iniquitous lockdowns, inducing massive neglect of the really deadly diseases, even further propelled by the massive introduction of still not well understood gene therapies falsely labeled as, quote, vaccines against COVID-19. Speaking of, quote, vaccines, even prior to calling the still not well understood gene therapies, adorned with the moniker, quote, vaccines against COVID-19. It may be interesting to mention that the enormous increase of deaths in 2020 was in a country which has over 80% of the population vaccinated against influenza in the past years. The absolute increase of deaths in Italy in the past years is a tendency observed by the researchers and published in peer-reviewed literature long before COVID-19 was introduced on the world scene as a possible threat. On the other hand, in countries such as Bulgaria, where the anti-flu vaccination rate is traditionally low, barely 3% of the population has had anti-flu vaccine throughout the years, has absolutely no observable health anomaly from the moment of inception of the false rumor for COVID-19 pandemic on Friday, March the 13th, 2020, until the end of November the same year, when the result of the completely unjustified lockdown finally kicked in. This resulted in the already mentioned neglect of the really deadly diseases amidst the collapsed healthcare system due to following the prescriptions imposed on Bulgaria by the world powers to synchronize its health system with their post-industrial way of handling it as part of the service economy. Turning hospitals into trade companies rang the death knell of the Bulgarian healthcare system. It was only waiting for a panic caused by something phony, such as COVID-19 pandemic. A panic, as artificially created as it was, invoking unjustified actions such as uncalled for lockdowns to be imposed, for Bulgaria's death mount never seen before to become a reality. Going back to the non-issue known as COVID-19 as a major public threat, it should be restated that no further partial talks, pro or con, about vaccines against COVID-19, manipulated statistics about deaths of the anonymous insignificance from with COVID-19, or a discussion on any other topic about COVID-19, would at all make sense. Worse yet, such discussions would be really harmful, since any such talk would mean that there is something to discuss about an iniquitously imposed, made-up, completely false problem. Nevertheless, we will indulge ourselves in some talk about these insubstantial issues in order to give some flair for what goes on in the world today concerning the discussion imposed by the elite on everyone.